We've got some news coming through today in regards to contraband discoveries in New South Wales prisons. On the line, the Minister responsible, David Elliott. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ben.
Your prison officers have been very busy.
They have, and they've done a fantastic job, as they normally do. We've seen over the course of this Operation Purge more than 8,000 inmates searched, and that's been in 5,000 that will be facing disciplinary charges for dealing with contraband in conflict with the regulations of a jail.
Are you seeing changes in the ways that contraband is brought into the prisons? We know that drones have become a modern threat.
Well, drones are a modern threat. It's a phenomenon being used right around the world, and whether it be a military base or a jail or a police station, they can certainly have a detrimental effect of the good order of a running of a prison. But I'm delighted to say that the sharp eye of prison officers, they're now conscious of that, and officers are finding and noting these drones and reminding inmates that if they're caught being caught having contraband brought in,
an extra 2 years behind bars. Is that what actually happens in reality, Minister?
Well, it is, because it's like any other charge. It's got to be investigated. There's got to be a conviction, and then there's got to be the punishment handed down. So I can't just unilaterally say yes, there's going to be you're going to get 2 years, but that's what the maximum amount is, and I can tell you that it is regularly handed down.
And there'll be plenty more where this came from.
Well, that's right, and that's the tragedy, Ben. I mean, 105 inmates now facing up to 2 years extra. If that goes to the nth degree, that's 210 years extra in prison. Now, you'd times that by $80,000, the cost of bringing an inmate into a jail. That's a lot of money, and it's frustrating as the prisons minister who's got two young kids to think that, you know, that's money that I think we should be spending on our schools and hospitals, but... And now we've got the technology to find them.
Well done to your officers, and we'll wait for more updates.
Thank you, Ben. Thanks for having me.
Good man. David Elliott, the Minister for Corrections in New South Wales.